Because a freeway wasn't built through a swath of Santa Rosa's east side, something very different may emerge there. That's the hope of the community volunteers who are working to create a Southeast Greenway.
The Southeast Greenway refers to this 2-mile stretch of open space that runs between Spring Lake Park all the way down to Farmers Lane at the terminus of Highway 12. Caltrans purchased this property in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s with the intention of building a highway and bridge over Spring Lake. But the citizens of Santa Rosa didn't want a bridge over Spring Lake, and so the land has been fallow since that time.
Linda Prue is co-chair of the Southeast Greenway Campaign, a neighborhood effort to reclaim the lands and transmute them into a verdant community resource. Their efforts kicked in about 2.5 years ago when Caltrans, which still owns the land, placed it on a surplus list and approached the city of Santa Rosa about acquiring it.
We heard wind of this as neighbors and citizens, and we were very concerned when we read in the Press Democrat that then-Mayor Bob Blanchard was talking again about the freeway extension and a bridge over Spring Lake. So that is what actually got us moving.
Much of their effort to date has focused on publicizing the mere existence of this potential community resource.
Most of it is simply fenced off, and I would say most people in Sonoma County don't even know that it exists. They see some empty fields from the road, but it isn't until you get almost an aerial view that you realize that there's this amazing opportunity for an urban greenway right in our backyard.
To call further attention to it, the Greenway Boosters have organized a series of 3 walking tours along the periphery of the 300-foot-wide corridor, the first of which will be held this evening. Jonathan Glass of LandPaths will lead the group.
We've got a chance to get out and see the Greenway really at its best in its spring green glory. It's an after-work option to go out and hike along the side and take a look at what's there now and to encourage participants to imagine what could be there.
Seeing it, he continues, readily stimulates the imagination.
How often do you get a 50-acre piece of urban open space that connects to one of the city's and the county's premier park regions, which is Spring Lake Park connected to Annadel and Howarth Park.
Ideas and inspirations for the vacant lands will be elicited and collected in a 3-day series of workshops in early June when a sustainable design assessment team from the American Institute of Architects will come to Santa Rosa to help define a shared vision for the Greenway.
They will put together a team of experts from many disciplines, and they'll be coming to our community June 6th through 8th to conduct a series of town hall meetings, focus groups, interviews with public officials, and then they will come forward on the evening of June 8th to present their recommendations to our community about how we can take immediate steps forward to make this a reality.
For Linda Prue and others already working with the Southeast Greenway Campaign, some of the pieces of that vision have already come clearly into focus.
Our vision is somewhat pastoral. Community gardens, bike trails, running trails, walking paths, places to play, and places for people to meet and create community.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.